show you five things I basically always have in rotation for my parties because they are cheap, easy, and certified crowd pleasers. Welcome to Having People Over, my 30-day series all about hosting, gathering, and building community at any budget to celebrate my upcoming book, Having People Over. Now let's start with the drink because I always have a signature beverage at my parties that can be made boozy or virgin. In this case, we had a spiced apple cider spritz. I started by making my own spiced cider by simmering some unfiltered apple juice with the ingredients you just saw, and then I got to assembling the two different versions of the drink. In the boozy one, we're going to start with a little bit of rye whiskey. They are both going to get some of the spiced cider. They're both going to get some orange bitters. The boozy version is going to be topped with a bit of sparkling wine, and the virgin one will get some sparkling apple cider, and then they both get topped with club soda, and they both get the same cute garnish and straw. I did dried apple and lemon for the garnish. Another thing I always have in rotation is my tuna white bean dip because it's so insanely easy and it has delicious Italian flavor profiles. I use good tuna in olive oil, cannellini beans, some finely diced sweet onion, dill, olive oil, lemon juice, salt, and pepper, all to taste. Combine it. It's better if you leave it overnight, but honestly, it's delicious even if you eat it directly out of the bowl. Could not be easier. Another thing that I am frequently making is my fried olives. I will typically bread these the evening before. I just use pitted Castle Vetrana olives, which I dredge in unseasoned flour. They're already salty. Don't season the flour. Flour, a little bit of an egg wash, then into the panko crumbs. I like panko, use whatever breadcrumbs you like. Then I fry them off when I'm ready, usually the next day, until they are golden brown, and you can serve with whatever you want. In this case, I didn't have aioli or time to make it, so I used ranch. Another thing, if you want to talk about an easy freaking appetizer to make, is blistered shishito peppers. You literally just wash them off. You put them in a pan with a little bit of olive oil until they're blistered, as you see here, and then you top with lemon juice and salt, and I leave a little lemon in case you want more. Another thing I cannot stress enough is the value of stovetop popcorn for parties. It is so cheap and so easy. I just put the little kernels in the oil so that they heat up with the oil, and when they start popping, I add the rest of them so I already know it's hot enough that I just pop the corn, and I top it in whatever I'm doing that day. In this case, it was truffle salt, some grated pecorino, and olive oil. Anyway, those are just a few of my go-tos. What are yours?